Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday, the 12th of August, the 224th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. For you quick math wizards out there, that means there are how many days left in 2017? Let's see. 365 minus 224. 4 from 5 leaves 1. 2 from 6 leaves. Okay, 141. I hope everyone got that quicker than I did. Your Susan is not a math wizard. I have a hard time even doing simple math in my head. It's not good to be bad at math. Thank goodness I have other gifts, like preparing a good picnic lunch, which is exactly what I did this past weekend. We're having a run of marvelous weather here in Paris, which is a real godsend. I often say it's a darn good thing Paris is beautiful because the climate is not. It's usually rainy and gray or too darn hot. But right now it is lovely, perfect picnic weather. Definitely something to be grateful for. Today is International Youth Day, a UN awareness day meant to draw attention to cultural and legal issues surrounding youth. This year's theme is a worthy one, Youth Building Peace. It's all about the contributions of young people to preventing conflict, supporting inclusion, social justice, and sustainable peace. There are many of you doing that in your own quiet way, just by being a good, kind, and conscientious human being. We all have our ways to contribute. To peace-seeking youth everywhere, you have your elders' gratitude and our apologies for leaving you with such a dreadful mess of a world, which is, however, sometimes pretty glorious. But it's your job to work towards more glorious days for more people, my young brothers and sisters. Today is also World Elephant Day, all about preserving and protecting the world's elephants. Don't wear ivory. Don't. Elephants are such wonderful creatures, don't you think? I have been fortunate to travel around Africa a bit and to see elephants in the wild, to hear the tribe mother eating right beside my tent at night, which is a little scary. They are, after all, quite big. To watch eeny babies trying to stand up, oh, what great memories. In fact, the name of the piece of the music playing in the background is Baby Elephant Walk. Henry Mancini wrote it for the 1962 film called Hatari.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Okay, everyone, it's time for the quiz. On the 8th of July, Aidan asked you a question about French politics. That week, President Emmanuel Macron addressed a joint session of France's parliament at the Château de Versailles. He outlined a few of his plans, one of which will directly affect the parliamentarians, and that was your question. What did Macron, in his speech to both houses of parliament on Monday, the 3rd of July, promise to do, which will directly affect the members of both houses? The answer is reduce their numbers. Macron proposed a one-third reduction in the number of lawmakers in both houses of parliament, telling lawmakers he would call a referendum if they do not agree to the measure. Macron said the change, which he proposed while running for president, would have, quote, positive effects on the general quality of parliamentary work. The Senate has 348 members, while the lower house National Assembly has 577. The winners this week are 3 brand new listeners, Marsha Opuko-Giamafi from Kumasi, Ghana, Jürg Clemens Hoffmann from Alsbach-Hanlein, Germany, and Musa Mana from the Kombo Central District of the Gambia. Musa Mana texted his answer to the Sound Kitchen's mobile phone, and you can do that too. Tony will give you the number in just a minute. On the winner's list this week, there are 2 cherished old-time listeners, Royce Crampton from Oak Park, Illinois in the U.S. Hey, how's your granddaughter, Royce? She must be 3 or so by now. Royce sent his thanks to Aiden for keeping the Sound Kitchen fires burning while I was lying in bed with a big old swollen knee. Aiden says to you, no problem, laddie, in that lilting Irish accent of his. Last but oh, not least, a very dear man, the president of the RFI Seven Stars Listening Club in District Chinio, Pakistan, my brother Salim Akhtar Chadhar. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. A world politics question for you this week. I presume you've all heard about the unanimous decision by the 15-member United Nations Security Council to impose new sanctions on North Korea over its repeated defiance of a ban on testing missiles and nuclear bombs, and the, to put it mildly, unfortunate saber-rattling talk from the U.S. and North Korea, which has followed. The resolution could reduce the country's annual export revenue by approximately $1 billion U.S. dollars, which is about a third of its current total. The U.S. introduced the resolution and said it represents, quote, the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation. My question to you is, what exactly are the sanctions? How will the U.N. penalize North Korea for its recent intercontinental ballistic missiles tests? Again, list the sanctions against North Korea, which were unanimously approved by all 15 members of the UN Security Council on Saturday, August 5th. You have until October 2nd to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 7th of October to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Remember, you can also send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen cell phone. Just dial your country's international access code or plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Be sure you include your mailing address in the text, and if you have one, include your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
A special call out to all who celebrated Raksha Bandhan this past week. Raksha Bandhan is a Hindu festival which celebrates the brother-sister bond, and not just biological brothers and sisters, and not just Hindus. All brother-sister relationships between all faiths or no faiths can be honored. On Raksha Bandhan, the sister ties a rakhi, which means sacred thread, and which is always red, around the wrist of her brother to symbolize the bond between them. The brother then promises to always protect his sister. It's really lovely. But it's always a bittersweet day for me. I think especially hard of Pramod Maheshwari, who is no longer with us, at least as Pramod. Pramod taught me about Raksha Bandhan, and I sent him a rakhi every year. And Brother Srinu, if you're really coming to Paris, I will tie a rakhi around your wrist. In the meanwhile, I tie virtual rakhis on all my brothers' wrists all over the world. Samuel in Jamaica, Jahangir in Bangladesh, Franz in Tanzania, Salim in Pakistan, my beloved non-grouch Jean in Massachusetts. There are so many of you I care for as brothers. Namaste. I have a little news for the RFI clubs. As most of you know, Christelle in the Listener Relations Department has gone off to pursue new adventures. But before she left, she urged Sebastian and I to challenge you to some kind of club contest. We decided on a humorous photography contest. This is what you have to do. Take a photo of your entire club membership with the RFI banner, doing something in the kitchen or something to do with cooking, which will make us laugh. So put on your silly thinking caps, get out your pots and pans or whatever you choose, and get all your club members in the photo with the RFI banner and make us laugh. You'll receive an official notice with all the details soon, but nothing to stop you from thinking about it now.
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served.
That's all for today, my friends. Many thanks to all of you who wrote in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. And remember, it's not just the right answer to the quiz which wins you a prize. It's also your This I Believe essay. Essays about the principles that guide your life, what you've found to be true for you. I also want to hear your stories about your ordinary heroes, the people in your community who are doing extraordinary things and working to make the world a better place. As listener Pramod Maheshwari said, just as small drops of water can fill a pitcher, small acts of kindness can change the world. Send in your radio club's activities, your mini book reviews, your musical requests, your secret guilty pleasure, mine's chocolate, your tricks for remembering things, the weirdest dream you ever had, your favorite quotations and proverbs, descriptions of the local festivals you participate in, or just your general all-around thoughts. Here's Laura Angelo with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Many thanks to my colleague Julian Ling for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 1445 and 1645 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen, for a special summer flashback program featuring British painter Graham Dean. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, I was 21, it was a very good year, it was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair, and it came undone. When I was 21, when I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines, their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35, now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older cakes, from the brim
sweet and clear. It was a very good year.